This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. I love it when you guys are part of the conversation. I love it when you're involved and engaged, and, you know, you help us figure out, really, truly, you're helping us figure out what's going on, what's going on with the show. What's going on with the show? Well, nobody ever really knows what's going on with this show, but that's beside the point. But truly being part of the conversation, truly helping to drive, the show topics and what have you. Now, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can check out the writings, a whole bunch of stuff going on there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping One Guy. I don't push it that much anymore. I should push it more. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I try. But sir, all the things that you've been taught to hate, and you're going to find out there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to hate. They're just doing that to you to make you feel like you need to be afraid of us, which I always got a kick out of. You know, I always got a kick out of the fact that they made, listen, I said it before. They have Pelosi, they have Wasserman Schultz, you know, they have Sheila Jackson Lee. Oh, my God. Oh, they have those wonderful people. And you don't have to be afraid of us. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Bill Post is going to join us as the state representative from Oregon. There's some bills being pushed through up there that will either help you keep your guns, or, you know, may gin up the other side to want to take them away from you, which is wrong. It's terrible. But the story I want to deal with now, which I think is hilarious, because I didn't see, we have to label everything. The left has to label everything. We have to make everything a big deal. Utah has legalized free-range parenting. What is free-range parenting? I mean, it must be something that's not helicopter parenting. So Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed a law on Friday that legalizes a child-bearing method called free-range parenting, which encourages children to be independent. Well, we don't want to do that now, do we? God forbid, my God, you know what? I'd have to go to jail for all four of them, because they're all pretty independent. You know? I mean, seriously. I don't think you... 85% of the time, I don't think you hear yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I wouldn't do it that way. That's what you hear from them. Anyway. So Herbert signed this law, Bill SB 65, which gives children the freedom to develop self-sufficiency. The law states that children must be mature enough to handle each situation, although I don't know who decides that, though it does not specify at what age. The bill determines situations that children can engage in that would not be considered parental neglect, traveling to and from school. Yeah, there were, you know, we've done stories where parents were cited, kids were picked up because they were walking to school alone. Oh, my God, you can't have that, can you? Right? Maybe we should teach them how to use a gun. They can protect themselves. Oh, no, that wouldn't work either. Okay. I mean, this is how crazy it gets. This is how stupid it gets. I mean, every one of our parents would have been jailed for life with what they let us do. I don't. You're going to go out this morning, and I don't want to hear from you till the streetlights come on and you come home. Can you imagine not seeing your kid for 6 hours or something like that? Today, you don't see your kids for 6 minutes, and all of a sudden you go to a panic. The bill determines situations that children can engage in that would not consider parental neglect, like traveling to or from school or recreational facilities. Oh, my God. You mean they can go to the park now alone? Did that story last year or a year before where the cop picked up the two kids, brought them home, and cited the parents because the kids were walking to the park alone. I feel strongly about the issues because we've become so far over the top when it comes to protecting our children. You know, I got a lib that hates when I do these stories. And he sends me nasties all the time. Because I make fun and I make jokes about how bad it was. I'm surprised we survived as a species. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you sat in the back of a station wagon when you were a kid with your dad going down the freeway at 75 or 80 miles an hour and thought it was funny to swerve a little so you would slide in the back seat, in the back of the station wagon, right? Remember that? I do. I think it was hilarious. Right? How many? My God, I could go on with these. You know there's tons of these stories, right? How many of you played on the monkey bars? And when you slipped off, what did you fall on? Cement. Not a 3.5-inch fluffy pad or something that has to be... Look, I apologize. If any of you have lost a loved one in something like that, I'm not making light of it. And if we could have saved your son or daughter's life or whatever, I mean, we should do everything we can to do that. But when it becomes so frantically crazy, when we don't do these things, when we talk about it, that is sick. Right? I mean, seriously. When you call, there's a condition or there's a name for people that are afraid of everything. And I agree with this, Governor. These kind of things, kids growing up this way, teaches them how to be self-reliant. They don't need safe spaces. They don't need rooms with fluffy little animals in there that they can hug and cry to. Teaches them how to solve problems. I guess nowadays they don't tell their kids when a stranger pulls over to the side of the road and tries to entice you in the car, you run and scream. You know why they don't tell them that? Because the kids never have a chance to have that happen. They're sitting in the car next to mommy most of the time. Or she's sitting next to them at their practice or whatever. They can't do anything on their own. It's nuts. All right, I'm going to calm down. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina. Let's go to the real side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. If you plan the motor west, do not pass the California state border, I'm telling you. You'll think you entered the Twilight Zone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, really. And it's getting worse here by the day. And I don't know if it's the air coming in. Maybe it's that the air coming in from, what is it, the Fukushima, nuclear power plant that had a meltdown. Maybe that's what's affecting us or some people on the West Coast. It doesn't seem to get any better. It actually, as the days go on, as the years go on, as the months go on, it seems to get worse. Now, a colleague of mine, who I don't know whether to say he got smart or he lost his mind, right? He was a former talk show host, and now he's a state representative in Oregon. Bill Post joins us. And, Bill, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, so good. good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been too long. But you are really up against it up there in Oregon. And I wasn't joking. I'm seriously. You should have stayed in talk show business. Less aggravation.
I know. Silly me. March 6th was the deadline, and I refiled for one more 2-year term.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I know. And I took myself off the radio just so that I wouldn't have any distractions. But, you know, it's one thing to be in the legislature, and unlike California's, ours only meets for 6 months in the odd-numbered year and for 35 days in the even-numbered year.
Wow.
So we're not a full-time. We don't do it year-round, which is good for Oregonians. But
wow.
It's bad enough that in there we're fighting, obviously, a Democrat majority like you have in California, and we have a lot of bad gun bills and stuff. But the reason I was really hoping to be able to talk to you and your audience tonight was to anybody that knows anybody that's living or anywhere in Oregon to know that, I don't know if you guys have this. Do you have a ballot measure program where citizens can bring forth?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the Attorney General decides what the title of the ballot measures are.
Yep.
And we've had many lawsuit over this one here. But you've got one coming that could really, truly, honestly be one of the first gun confiscation type of laws in the country. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, explain what it is.
And here's the funny thing. So on Tuesday of this week, it was IP, so Initiative Petition 42. And then when we in the pro-Second Amendment community started really getting the word out Tuesday night, Wednesday, sometime on Thursday afternoon, they withdrew the petition. And we thought, wow, we've done something. But within about 20 minutes, the petition was back as IP 43. And the only thing that we've been able to see that was changed was there was in the original a lowercase t just sort of sitting in the middle of a paragraph. And that T is gone now, but the rest of the bit's the same. And here's what it basically does. It defines an assault weapon first. Now, you're going to love this, Joe, because if anybody knows anything about guns, here's one. I'm just going to read off a few of them. A semi-automatic rifle that has a pistol grip. That's one. A thumb hole stock. A protruding grip. A folding or telescoping stock. A forward pistol grip. A shroud. Did you know that you have to have a shroud so you don't burn your hand? I mean, you know, something that's fairly important. By the way, I hope you don't have a grenade launcher because that's taboo too.
We have to go get the two of them out of the garage and get rid of them. We won't be able to have them anymore.
Yeah. So it goes on. Okay, so that's rifle. Then you have semi-automatic pistols. Now here's the thing. It's a 10 round magazine ban, but it's not a ban on the magazine. If the gun, the firearm, the pistol can hold 10 rounds, the pistol, so the receptor of the magazine, is actually out.
Oh, wow.
And I ask you, anybody that knows anything about guns, if it holds 10, it can hold 30, it can hold 100, depending on what kind of magazine you stick in. So it's the gun that is the problem, not the magazine, in this particular legislation, or I should say ballot measure if it passes. I mean, name a gun that accepts 10-round magazines but not more than 10.
Oh, my God. So they knew, when they sat down to do this, they knew exactly how they were laying this out. They knew exactly what they were heading to do, didn't they?
Yeah. Here's another one. You know, your good old just plain 22 long rifle? If it's less than 30 inches, it's out. A semi-automatic shotgun with a pistol grip is out. Okay? And so that's just the quick description of what they want to get rid of. In fact, a 22 caliber tube ammunition feeding device is out. And then here's where it gets really nasty. A person commits the crime of unlawful possession or transfer of any of what I just described to you. It is against the law, and any person who prior to the effective date of this law, which is for January 1st, 2019, It is an actual, they're going to take the guns. It's a registry at first. But here's where it gets tricky. They say it's a registry, but then it has a little piece that says, if eligible. And it doesn't describe who's eligible to register their guns. And anyway, it goes on and says, you must surrender these. I mean, it's horrible, Joe. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do they have the votes? Do they have the votes to push it through at this point?
Well, what they've got to do first is the way Oregon's ballot measure program works is they have to get 1,000 signatures to get it to the Secretary of State for validation. Then it becomes an actual petition. Then they have to get 88,000, and you always want to add 10 to 20,000,
sure,
you know, for the ones that get thrown out. But they have to have 88,000 verified signatures by July 6th to get it on the ballot in November.
Wow.
Now, I have stated publicly here in all kinds of newspapers and TV shows the last couple of nights, the kind of sick, crazy Republican side of me wants this to get on the ballot because I think it'll be the greatest red wave turnout in Oregon's history.
I was just going to say something. You have a lot of rural areas in Oregon.
Oh, gosh.
And they all have, I would imagine, I won't say they all, I won't paint with that broad of a brush, but I would imagine the majority of them have guns, some kind of gun. They need a gun for some kind of protection out in the middle of no man's land. These, if you get the message out to these people, they'll drive 3 hours to cast a vote, won't they?
And they're getting that message. Joe, I've been receiving emails on both my state account and my personal account from people who said, Bill, I'm a Democrat. I am re-registered as a Republican to get ready for this. Now, you don't have to re-register for this because it's a ballot measure.
Right.
But please do. Democrats, non-affiliated, independent voters, Republicans, all of them own guns. According to the last site registration that I saw, 39% of Oregonians own a firearm of some sort. That's a good chunk of the people.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And again, just look at the area. This isn't like it's New York City and close by. You've got a lot of people living out in rural areas, and they need to protect themselves in some way, shape, manner, or form, and not always against a human intruder. Hey, we're going to be back in a minute. We're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I've got Oregon State Representative Bill Post on the line with me. And, man, this could be the first gun grab in the country's history. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I'm joined by a friend of the show, a former colleague, and now an Oregon State Representative, Bill Post, joins us. And, Bill, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure and honor.
Well, let's get into this so we don't lose any time. I mean, not you, but the state of Oregon is going for one of the biggest gun grabs in the country's history. And at first we were talking about the guns that were illegal. And I asked you, I said, so my God, so the only legal guns really are the old fashioned single action six shooter and maybe a flintlock, right?
That's about it. You'll be safe if you have those.
They can't do anything to me. But are the Dems in Oregon like the Dems in California at the legislative level? Do they just not get it? Do they not understand what the general populace wants? Or they really believe that whatever they think, whatever thought comes between their two ears, they believe to be true and what's best for the community?
Well, and that's one of the things. So Joe, it's interesting about this. Since this ballot measure initiative petition was made public on Tuesday of this week, not one Democrat in this state, from the House, the Senate, or the governor's office, has said a peep about this. And I'll tell you why, in my own opinion, that is. They know, one, this is crazy stuff, and two, they know what the turnout will be at the ballot in November if this gets on. So none of them are supporting this, at least not out loud.
Right.
This is done. The petition was done by two Lutheran pastors and a Jewish rabbi in Portland, and they actually used the pulpit of the church, the Lutheran church in Portland, to launch this petition drive. So talk about separation of church and state, but that's another issue.
Well, wait a minute. This is for the liberal cause. Nobody's going to cause problems over this. You know that. It won't go anywhere.
It's for the children. It's for the children.
That's right.
Come on.
Right. So, but the Oregonian Second Amendment is pretty tough, is it not?
Our version is Article 1, Section 27. I'll just read the main part. It says, the people shall have the right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state.
Wow.
Now, that's broader than the Second Amendment. That's even better.
Well, you can't play with a comma. You can't play with the militia. You can't, right? I mean, there is no wiggle room with that.
No, for the defense of themselves. And it doesn't define what that means.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And these arguments have gone on through the years all the way up to the Supreme Court. But that one is kind of plain, simple English. But let's go a little further with this. You actually got, and I'll say it, you don't have to. You've actually got some out-of-control journalist called, what's his name, Kurt Eichenwald. And I know some people are going to think I'm making fun of the name. No, I'm just terrible at names. That's all there is to it. And he's written several books. He currently writes for several outlets here in the country. And he's come after you on Twitter, hasn't he?
Yeah, it started off with one of the local newspapers did an article this morning around 8 o'clock. So here's what happened. The Secretary of State of Oregon posts on their website an initiative petition like this one, IP43. On that page, it has the language of the ballot measure, these six pages that I'm telling you about. Right. It has will they be paid petitioners or unpaid, a lot of information. Part of the information is whoever the chief petitioners are, whatever information they give to the Secretary of State, that goes on the site. So if they say, this is my mailing address and this is my phone number, yeah, I was a chief petitioner once, so I did a P.O. box and I did my office number. So whatever number, whatever address they put on this page, again, a public page, I linked that on a Facebook post on my Facebook page to inform people, here's the information, the ballot language, the petitioners, who's being paid for what, who's behind it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Oregonian this morning had an article about me saying I had actually, what I did not know, I'd never heard of before, doxed, D-O-X-X-I-N-G, doxing, I was doxing. Clergy members, that I was putting them in jeopardy. And then this Kurt Eichenwald guy picked up the story and ran with it on some website called rawstory.com. It's on The Hill. It's on washingtonpress.com. And it all says GOP rep in Oregon threatens clergy.
Well, but all right. So, Bill, I've talked about this a million times on my show. They have to lie to win. The only way they can have anything make sense for themselves is they either have to take too many hits off the crack pipe so they don't understand reality at all, or they lie and they twist it. Isn't it interesting how they have to spin that in order, or how he has to spin it in order to make himself feel good?
And the thing is, he's got 500,000 followers.
Right.
And I think all 500,000 of them reached out and touched me today because they're saying to me, hey, post, because you gave out, and I'm holding up air quotes, private information. Remember, this is a public page where the petitioners gave permission for their information to be put on the page. Because I gave out, quote unquote, private information, we're giving out yours. So this Kurt Eichenwald posted my Social Security number. My home phone, my cell phone, pictures of my wife, my son, our home, directions
coward.
To our
He's
home.
He's a coward.
Everything you can imagine, bank accounts, you name it. And then what he did was, this was the finale, he pulled all that stuff down and he posted this. Now that I have demonstrated to you that I can get your home address, personal phone number, Social Security number, and more, I've deleted. However, do it again, it all goes back up.
It's a threat. Turn them in.
That's extortion. Yeah. We have.
Go ahead.
No, I just say we have. We have reached out. We've talked to. We're talking to Twitter right now about suspending this account. And I don't know what else can be done. We're talking to Texas Law Authority, and we've talked to Oregon Law Authority.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, the guy is just amazing. And how much more cowardice is it when you do all this electronically? See, I love these guys who love to spin. He must have very low self-esteem and actually no value for himself in his own mind that he has to stoop so low to show you how powerful he is. You know, I mean, seriously, you don't have to say anything. You don't even have to make it. I look at guys like this, And he just, he'd like to believe himself to be one that has a lot of power. So he has 400,000 followers or 450,000 followers. He's like that commercial I see on TV with the girl, the little girl sitting behind the table and she's going, oh, I feel so bad for my parents. They only have 60 friends. I have 600 friends. So you know what I'm saying? He's just, he's a legend in his own mind. And I got, I'll wait till you're off before I go off on this guy because this is, he is nothing but a bully. He is nothing but that kid in school that would bully the kids that maybe didn't have the same lunch he had or the same clothes, type of clothes that he had. That's the kind of guy he is, in my not-so-humble opinion.
I'll tell you, his followers aren't much better. The things that they've written to me via email, voicemails they've left on all of my phones, my cell phone, my home phone, my office phone, which, of course, yeah. My office phone is public. You know, I don't even care about it being public or not being public. The things that they're saying, because I, quote-unquote, gave private information, I did not. And they have now given my private information.
Yep.
You know, I have the local police are camped out here. Because
they have to lie to win. Their product is so bad. Okay, you know, if I had the money, if I had the extra money, I would start doing those commercials like you see a scene on TV, you know, where the guy says, you ever feel like you just can't open up a bottle, right? You need this product to open up the bottle the proper way. And they make the person look like a moron. It's how they have to do everything. They have to try to make it sound like you're a bigger idiot than they are in the way that I want to do that. I want to start doing commercials like that to call them out and make them look like the fools they actually are with this stuff. Just like with this gun law. You know, notice he didn't deal with that at all. Notice he doesn't deal with the absurdity of what's being said here. If you want the guns, here's what I say to those on the left. You want the guns gone? You think it's the work? Then change the amendment. Do the work. Do the honest work. Grow a spine. Grow a conscience. Try to raise your IQ level. Yeah, all the insults I can throw at you. And go out there and beat pavement and get the amendment changed. That's the way our founding fathers set it up. It isn't that hard. We got to go to a break because I believe in capitalism and Bill's not cutting any checks for the show, so we got to go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. And listen, when you feel down and out, don't just sing a song. Get off the couch and do something. Seriously. You know, push back on these people. Fight back on these people. You know, I went to the Twitter account to check one thing out, and I got something from somebody else. They didn't much care for me screaming that we needed to buy local. And, you know, we have Grace Alley flags now. As a sponsor and a supporter of the show, the flags are made here. America, I mean, this is a novel thought. Think about something. American flags made here in this country by American hands. Oh, God forbid. No, you should buy them from China, where they're about $2 less, or $3 less, or $4 less, but some 12-year-old kid's doing all the work. Yeah, please, go ahead. Support them. It's wonderful. And they call yourself a conservative. And they get me all teed off. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5787. 5563. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. Let me just get him back on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Not on enough, actually. Oregon State Representative Bill Post joins me, and we're talking about one of the, what might have been, what could be, one of the largest gun grabs in the country going on in the state of Oregon. You guys have legal dope there, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yes, we do.
So the deal is you can give everybody a free joint for their vote. I'm sure you know, the bill would pass in flying colors.
Oh, God. Please.
All right.
Don't get me started on that one.
I'll be nice about it for the moment. All right, so let's talk about, though, there's always somebody willing to fight. There's always somebody willing to help. And right now the Oregon Firearms Federation is in there helping you fight this battle, are they not?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and you know, and I'm probably going to tick some people off, but I've done that a lot before, you know, because I talk on the radio too. And that is, I'm not a big NRA guy. And it's funny because a lot of these people that are attacking me are going, you know, how much did the NRA pay you? How much are you bought out by the NRA? And by the way, I'll say very clearly, I received one $1,000 check in 2014 from the NRA. Whoop-de-dang-doo. Meanwhile, our governor, Kate Brown, received $250,000 once and then twice. It's $500,000 from Bloomberg.
Wow.
Okay, so anyway, I'm not a fan of the NRA, not because they didn't give me money. I don't care about that. I'm a fan because they cave. I mean, they cave like a $3 bill. They just cave on everything. So I'm a big fan of Oregon Firearms Federation. Now, of course, if you're in California, they're not going to do much for you down there. I would go with the Gun Owners of America. I think they're the only other no-compromise gun lobby in the country. But that's what OFF is. Kevin Sterrett is my personal friend, runs it, and he is a great man, a patriot, and he'll do whatever it takes. And they have a wonderful site, OregonFirearms.org, and he's a big supporter, and he's fighting this thing with his OFF alerts, they're called, OFF alerts, that you get in your email box, no charge. You don't have to give any money to him. If you don't want to, you can just sign up for his off alerts. He's fighting it. There are others that are fighting it. But Joe, I'll tell you again, there's a kind of a sick and twisted part of me that's like, you know what? Get this on the ballot because we have a governor's race. We have a Bureau of Labor and Industries commissioner race. And then we have House and Senate races. All of us that are candidates would love to have the voter turnout that will come with this ballot measure.
Oh, sure. No question about it. And then the others would be called on the carpet to make a decision to show their true colors. I'm with you when it comes to this stuff. I would love to see the people get more involved. I would love to see these guys have to defend themselves more and more and more. I think it would be wonderful.
Yeah. Obviously, it scares me a little bit because, frankly, Multnomah County, which is Portland, you could get 88,000 signatures up there pretty darn easy and get it on the ballot. But I will remind people, there was a ballot measure in 2014 that would have given driver's cards to illegal aliens. It failed 68-32. There are 36 counties in Oregon. 35 of the 36 counties voted no on it. Multnomah County was the only one, and we won that thing by beating it. So it can be done. Multnomah County can be beat if the rest of the state gets together.
Well, I tell you what. The other side most of the time is afraid of the truth. They're petrified of facts getting out there. And you see it more and more and more, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, how our stuff is being pulled down or it's being held back or whatever, or throttled back, as they say. Because most people, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, and you and I talked about this earlier, most people who get the real facts, they see the lunacy behind some of this, and they won't support it. And then when you really start getting them to understand that it's their people pushing this stuff on them, I think you'd see a massive turn and a massive wave. The problem is that for years we've allowed the media, all kinds of media, including Facebook and Twitter, to set the narrative, to be able to decide what goes and what doesn't go, right?
Yeah. Well, and again, that's why I pointed out towards the beginning, when this thing came out Tuesday, this petition for a ballot measure, since Tuesday, unless I'm mistaken, I've not heard from one member of the House, Senate, or Governor's Office, Democrat offices. They're not saying a word. I think they understand this is a crazy ballot measure, and it will kill them at the ballot.
Yeah, and they're cowards. I'm sorry, yeah. But they're cowards. And not, and actually, I know that you've been busy in Oregon, but I've been saying the same thing about our people in Washington. Where are the real Republicans? Where are the real fighters? You know, you've got the power, you've got the ability to make something happen, and there's guys like you and some of my friends up in the California legislature. They're outnumbered, and they're still there pounding pavement. They're still there pounding their desk. They're still there trying to do the right thing. How can people... you know, we're on in Oregon, but we're also on in states surrounding you. How can people from other states help you, whether it's financially or, you know, in this situation? What can they do?
Well, of course, I am. Might mention this. I'm up for re-election this year. Here in the Oregon House, we're every 2 years. So I'm up for election in November. I do have a Democrat opponent. You know, one of the things that I do, Joe, is... I raise money for my political action committee. It's called Friends of Bill Post. And if I don't have to spend it on my campaign, I am very helpful to other campaigns that are good, solid, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-conservative people. And so when you help me, you're kind of helping other people too. And so I would never turn down financial help. Again, it's Friends of Bill Post, PAC. But you know what? My Facebook page is just Bill Post on Facebook, and my website is billpost.us, and I try to keep everything up to date because the radio guy in me means I've got to do stuff. You know, besides, I'm not like other legislators where I just pass bills and go home. I have to be working on something all the time.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Which is probably what got me in this situation to begin with. So
I don't see how you – listen, if you're in the radio for any length of time and you actually see what's going on and you actually want to help fight – I mean, you're almost compelled to jump in and run for some of these offices, and then you see the reality of what happens in these places, don't you?
Well, that's what got me in when originally 4 years ago when I ran the first time. I was doing a radio show, making money, and working 3 hours a day and going home playing golf. I mean, life was good.
Yep.
But somebody came to me and they said, "Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? You're the one that's a big mouth, always telling us how we're wrong down here. Why don't you come down?" And so I did. And you know what? It's been an eye-opener.
Oh, I can, like I said, I can only imagine. When I got into the school board scenario, that saying where they always say, "Hey, it's for the kids," not so much always for the kids. And, you know, I was stupid at first, but I learned as time went on how to deal with it and how to make things happen even when you thought you were going to lose. And I give you a lot of credit, Bill. I really do. I know what it's like to fight. I know what it's like to feel like you're the only guy fighting sometimes and not giving up. We need more guys like you at the federal level, at the state level, and frankly, even at the local level, you know? Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, listen, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time. We'll have you back on as this progresses, if you would, and we'll have some more fun with the fellow that thinks that he can use Twitter as a rapid-fire machine gun. Apparently, his Twitter account isn't semi-automatic. It's fully automatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding. Joe is great. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later on. Thanks for being with me.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bill Post, you know, this is the stuff that you guys have got to get behind. You've got to help. You've got to help support. You know, seriously, there are guys like him who, you know, they're not on the radio. They don't really know how to use media to their advantage. But there's a lot of legislators out there beating the ground, trying to make things right for you, trying to help you out. And when they don't get support, which is very common, because we conservatives, you know, we fight really good in the ballot box, on Facebook, but do we get out there and do anything? When was the last time you actually got out and made a difference or tried to make a difference? And I don't say that to browbeat you. I'm saying that because I want you to step up. Now, maybe some of you can't, maybe you can't get out there. Maybe you've got an extra $5 you can give to a campaign or give to a cause. Do it. Do it. Or maybe you can make phone calls for a cause. So you call that group or organization and say, "Look, I got no money, but I got unlimited minutes on my phone. I'm willing to make calls. Tell me how." That's how you engage. That's how you make a difference. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, open mic. I'm going to hit a bunch of topics. Be ready. We'll be right back.